I was just a little baby boy. My mama used to tell me these crazy things. She used to tell me my daddy was an evil man. She used to tell me he hated me. But then I got a little bit older and I realized she was the crazy one. But there was nothing I could do or say to try to change it, cause that's just the way she was. They said I can't rap about being broke no more. They say I can't rap about coke no more. Blood, you think I won't choke no whore till the vocal cords don't work in a throat no more? These motherfuckers are thinking I'm playing, thinking I'm saying it shit, cause I'm faking it just to be saying it. Put the hands down, bitch, I ain't gonna shoot you. I'ma pull you to this bullet and put it through you. Shut up, slut, you're causing too much chaos. Just bend over and take it like a slut, okay, ma? Oh, now he's raping his own mother, abusing a whore, snorting coke, and we gave him the Rolling Stone cover. You goddamn right, bitch, and I was too late. I'm triple platinum, and tragedy's happened in two states. I ain't been violent, you vile, venomous, vile little bitches, vain, bike it and ring, ring, ring. Chainsaw, let his brains off, dangling from his neck while his head barely hangs on. Blood, guts, gun, cut, knives, lies, wives, none, slut. Bitch, I'ma kill you. You don't wanna fuck with me. Girl, please, you ain't nothing but a slut to me. Bitch, I'ma kill you. You ain't got the balls to beef. We ain't gonna never stop beef, and I don't squash the beef. You better kill me. I'ma be another rapper dead for popping off at the mouth with shit I shouldn't have said. But when they kill me, I'm bringing the world with me. Bitch, it's you. You ain't nothing but a girl to me.
I said, you don't wanna fuck with me.
Why?
Cause Shady will fucking kill you. I said, you don't wanna fuck with Shady.
Why?
Cause Shady will fucking kill you.
Bitch, I'ma kill you. Like a murder weapon, I'ma conceal you. In a closet with dildos, sheets, pillows, and film you. Fuck with me. I've been through hell. Shut the hell up. I'm trying to develop these pictures of the devil to sell them. I ain't acid rap, but I rap on acid. Got a new blow ball and just had a strap on at it. What? Is that a subliminal hint?
No.
It's criminal intent to sodomize women again. Eminem offend?
No.
Eminem will insult. And if you ever give it to him, you give him an impulse to do it again. Then if he does it again, you'll probably end up jumping out of something up in his tent. Bitch, I'ma kill you. I ain't done this, ain't the chorus. I ain't even drug you in the woods yet to paint the forest. A blood stain is orange after you wash it 3 or 4 times. It's tough, but that's normal, ain't it, Norman? Serial killer hiding murder material in a cereal box on top of your stereo. Here we go again. We're out of our medicine, out of our minds. And we want in yours. Let us in. Or I'ma kill you. You don't wanna fuck with me. Girl, leave. You ain't nothing but a slut to me. Bitch, I'ma kill you. You ain't got the balls to beef. We ain't gonna never stop beef, and I don't squash the beef. You better kill me. I'ma be another rapper dead for popping off at the mouth with shit I shouldn't have said.
But when they kill me,
I'm bringing the world with me. Bitch, it's true. You ain't nothing but a girl to me.
I said, you don't wanna fuck with Shady.
Cause why?
Cause Shady will fucking kill you. I said, you don't wanna fuck with Shady.
Why?
Cause Shady will fucking kill you.
Know why I say these things? Cause ladies scream, keep creeping in Shady's dreams. And the way things seem, I shouldn't have to pay these strings. To say these G's a week to say the same thing tweets. Twice, whatever, I hate these things. Fuck shots, I hope the weed will outweigh these drinks. Motherfuckers want me to come on their radio shows just to argue with them cause their ratings stink. Fuck that, I joke radio announcer to bouncer. From that bitch to all 70,000 pounds of her. From principal to student body and counselor. From in school to before school to out of school. I don't even believe in breathing, I'm leaving air in your lungs just to hear you keep screaming for me to seep it. Okay, I'm ready to go play. I got the machete from OJ. I'm ready to make everyone's throat sing. You faggots keep egging me on till I have you with knife points and you beg me to stop. Shut up, give me your hands and feet. I said shut up when I'm talking to you. You hear me? Answer me. I'ma kill you. You don't wanna fuck with me. Girl, Steve, you ain't nothing but a slut to me. Bitch, I'ma kill you. You don't got the balls to beef. Me ain't gonna never stop beef, and I don't squash the beef. You better kill me. I'ma be another rapper dead for popping off at the mouth with shit I shouldn't have said.
But when they kill me,
I'm bringing the world with me. Bitch, it's true. You ain't nothing but a girl to me. Bitch, I'ma kill you.
You don't wanna fuck with Shady.
Cause why?
Cause Shady will fucking kill you. You don't wanna fuck with Shady.
Why not?
Cause Shady will fucking kill you.
Oh, yeah. All right. You know how the show goes. Don't, I'm not going to start saying nothing to start it until somebody types so they can hear me and we can get it going. So, let's see what it is. Somebody say they can hear me. Anybody? One of you four people that are out there, can you hear me? All right, well, welcome to B2B's Project the Vicious Truth. Truth Old Judgment. Not Judgment. I see you, Judgment. Truth Old Alpha Show, because he was a no-show on Wednesday because he had some Skype issues and whatnot. So, here's the show. We are post-pay-per-view, but we're talking about that shit, of course not. We're talking about whatever fuck we want to talk about. It doesn't matter. Y'all give me a topic, and we'll talk about it. Judgment, call in. Give me a topic. Let's get it cracking. Either way, we're going to have fun. You know, it's a vicious truth show. We talk shit about everybody. Got to be somebody that pisses people off. I know it pisses me off, all that lame-ass, non-trash-talking trash talk people got out there. Have y'all been to some of the scenes lately? You know what? Let me randomly go to a scene in a random company. Let's see. Let's try RAWS. Let's find the scene. Alright, so no trash talk scenes in there. Company concept, naturally. Oh, locker room. Let's go in the locker room and see. Who was the last person talking some shit? Let's see if he was good. You guys can help me. If you think it was a good trash talk, we'll see. If not, we'll talk. We'll make fun of them. All right, so the last person to say something was Bubba the Hellcat, Anarchist BLV. She was talking to Money Sue. She said, who the hell are you calling clowns? If you don't know who the BLV is, you're obviously a peon, spelled P-E-E, hyphen. But, of course, I've always known you were a no-talent hack, which is the same as a peon, and that you walked out. So, let's judge it. 1 to 10. 1 being lame, 10 being pretty good trash talk. But people out there in the chat, let's go ahead and judge that trash talk in RAWF. I just picked one at random, but let's judge it. What do you guys think? Was it effective? Or was it just, if you can't call in, just go ahead and type what you think out there. I'll give it about a 6. Okay. All right. I get you. I see that. That's legit. Okay. But rate it. Was it good trash talk or, this is a random company I went to. Okay. Judgment looks at MD-N187 holds up a 4.2. All right, let's pick another company at random. We're going to have fun tonight. We don't care, friend or foe, it doesn't matter. Let's go to CSW. Oh, wow, CSW down to 81 members. What happened? Let's see. The page looks a lot different, doesn't it? There's no scene to talk trash in CSW. What the hell happened? Really, what happened? All right, well, we won't go there. There's no scene there to talk trash. That's kind of sad. Oh, let's go to the BOV. Let's go to the BOV and see what kind of trash talking they got going on. We will go to the... Let's see, that's the hardcore. Let's go to the clubhouse. The clubhouse in the BOV. At the very, I bet there's probably going to be some RAWF person talking. Let's see. Shell Kneebreaker brings in Nisha that looks around. This is my niece. She brings in Abby back to the clubhouse. I guess it's Abigail Payne, I think. She said, this is my niece. I'm a patch holder, and I will be sponsoring her in the probate journey. Nah, that's not true. She wasn't talking about anybody. There's no trash talk in the BOV locker room. Maybe there's another spot for it. I'm going to give them a chance and see if there's another spot for it. Let's see. Let's see. What's going on? Nope, the dog says there's nothing, no trash. Okay. Cut it out. Why is there no trash? The dog is talking more trash than most people. That's crazy. There's no talking. Trash talking in there. Okay, so somebody give me a link or a somebody give me a company to go to where there's some actual trash talking going on. Anyway, can somebody hook that up for me? Anyone of you out there? Is there a company out there with some decent trash talk? Oh, you know what? I see one. Let's go to Jesse James. No, we're not going to go there. How about Championship Pro Wrestling? It's called Championship Pro Wrestling. There's some trash talking going on there. Let's see. Tag team backstage area. And Championship Pro Wrestling, we're going and we're looking for actual trash talk. Let's see. Okay, we have the Adjudicator. No, that's nothing there. You know what? The Dark God H2K V2.0. He says, the darkness has been silent lately, planning our next move. The day will come where we decide our next target. But until then, I have moved on to the second. No one's trash talking. What the hell's going on, people? Really, somebody tell me what's going on. No one wants to trash talk? No one? All right, well, you know what? Let's go to the feed and see if somebody's trash talking. Anybody. No one's trash talking. What is going on, people? All right, I'm at a loss for word right now. Loss for words. Let's see what this is.
The motherfucking truth. How's it going, buddy?
You know what? I am having a crisis right now.
What's your midlife crisis going on? What's going on?
I have been to four company scenes, backstage areas, locker rooms. No one's talking trash. What's going on? There's no trash talking going on.
No one's going in the locker rooms? Well, sadly, most people are either too busy to go in the locker room because they want matches handed to them, they want title fights handed to them, or sadly, they just have nothing to say anyways, and so they just avoid the locker room. Or they when they go in the locker room, all they do is, put my bag in my locker, go to match.
Does anybody know who Jason Slaughter is? I'm bored from actually reading the chat today. Does anybody know who Jason Slaughter is?
I know who Jason Slaughter is.
Who is it?
He's the Jason Von Slaughter. He's from, you know, he's kind of somewhat relevant, you know, back in like 2012.
Well, he says radio shows are so 2009. So can somebody in chat do me a favor? Can you put something in his mouth because my zip is stuck? I'd appreciate that.
Yeah, please help him out.
Just saying. Anyways, we're having a good time. We got a few people in the chat. We're having fun talking trash. Father, if radio shows are so 2009, then why the fuck are you here?
Well, maybe he wants to live in the past. It's retro to him right now.
It could be. But if you're mad enough to talk trash, because we are talking about trash talking, so I appreciate what you're doing. I really do. Don't get it twisted. I do appreciate what you're doing. But if you're mad enough to talk trash in the chat, then you should be mad enough to use the Skype button to call in and talk trash.
Well, some people just don't have the technology to install Skype,
Wait a minute. Yes, Jason, I understand you're being sarcastic. I really do. It was funny. I just said I appreciated your sarcasm. I appreciate you doing a little trash talking. All I'm saying is that if you want to do that, call in. That's all. Let's see. I think I know who this is. Let me just try. Legacy up.
Sideways, backwards, and around the fucking corner. It's good, man. It's good. I'm good.
Well, I figured.
Well,
see,
guys, there's no Legacy stable. Isn't Legacy kind of currently down?
No, Legacy is always up. Because all we do is win. You know how it goes.
Yeah.
If I reconstitute the legacy people. You got, man, y'all are tripping over B.O.V. like they're an invasion. They're tripping over B.O.V. like that's the new hot shit. If I get this crew back together, y'all will be calling Child Protective Services over what we would do to B.O.V. I'm just letting you know.
Fucking A.
Just saying.
Oh, I'm sure you would. I'm sure it would be fun.
We were just that damn good. We were? And also the last Civil War champion. Just saying.
That's right. I wasn't there for... That's right.
That's okay. Well, you know, Tang Girl, you was being a little shy. We was courting you for
a minute. I just love seeing Furious Pimpin' on the feed. He's always fun to listen to.
I made that B.O.V. I made that B.O.V. jab because I saw somebody with B.O.V. in their name. You know. I'll do it, Jason. You ain't got to call me. We're good. I saw somebody out there with B.O.V. in their name, so I have to do a B.O.V. jab. Me and Mr. Dominic is cool. I'm cool with him. The rest of y'all, not so much. Come on, there got to be a... come on, think about it. Everybody that has went at B.O.V. has either gotten... Excuse my language, you know, emotional, or they're getting a little butthurt. I'm going to bring a legit adversary to the hot group at the time. You know what I'm saying? So when they get done with whatever they're doing, come holler at your boy. Come holler at your boy. I'll go by myself and take out the entire...
Truth. I'll be honest with you. I don't think they're going to holler at you, man.
They might.
That would involve... You know, I don't know, man. I don't see it happening.
No, I think they might. Because Shin and the Minted are pretty cool. They might come at me. I'm not a hater. I respect what they're doing.
They are tough fighters, and honestly, in the ring, defense or no defense, they both can bring it.
I just took a hardcore title from Mr. Dependent and Looney Bin, and then I gave him a rematch, and I beat him again. So, just saying. Don't think it's just radio, people. I will get in the ring and play. Just saying.
Fucking.
I was wrestling way before I was a radio. Okay? Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, like. I'm pretty sure all of us were wrestling before we were radio hosts.
Yeah.
Well, they're a Tank Girl. She's always been hosting her own shows in her head. You know, she's just now able to fulfill them because we have her platform at Back of Ace.
Yeah,
Tazzy, I know you're cool, and me and you are cool, but come on. Furious Pimpin' is a motherfucking idiot. Keep it real.
No, Idiot's a compliment to him. He's like mentally insufficient and socially inadequate.
You know what? Jason thought it right. Said if you don't have a signature move, then you're a young blood. You're right. I have a signature move. You know, it's that little thing that the women like. You know, we ain't gonna talk about it right now. You know, it's old school. It's right to the middle and side to side. You can never go wrong.
My signature move for the longest time was Bone of Defeat. And it was a drop kick. Well, a tongue in death grip followed by a drop kick. It was called Tongue in Cheek or Bone of Defeat.
Tongue in Cheek or Boner Defeat? Am I hearing this correctly?
Yeah, like, you know,
you say
Bone of Petite, we say it's a good meal. You know, it's French.
Is that what he just said? That's nasty.
Yeah, well, I always used to feed on my feet, you know.
Oh, that's funny. Anyways, I don't really have a topic tonight, so I'm going to let my guest that call in decide what I want to talk about, and then I'll talk about that. So you two called in. What would you guys like to discuss?
Well, first of all, I got to see how many people actually watch the pay-per-view tonight.
Stop. Stop.
Let's talk it. Okay, good.
We'll talk WU and not that.
I would.
Put me too.
So, you got something for me?
I had one, but then her her asinine suggestion kind of blew mine out of the water. I don't know what I was going to say anymore.
Well, excuse me,
fucking we'll continue what we were doing on B-Man Show and what we did a little bit on Count Show earlier. No, Kempi, we weren't talking about you. We were actually starting up a collection to deal with that mental deficiency you have. So I started up a Kickstarter. And what we're going to do is we're going to get the money.
Never mind.
Get you some treatment. We're going to send you to the Mayo Clinic and get it worked out. So,
oh, pimpin' also. Give my boy King Outlaw a call. I've noticed in the ring you're getting a little sloppy. Give King Outlaw a call. But make sure before you do that, you have to give me and Truth a charitable donation that we will forward some of the money to King Outlaw for his services.
That's true.
He'll teach you.
That's true. If you have been playing this game for a minute and you don't have any new movement, call King Outlaw. He will hook you up for a fight. But before you call him, go ahead and put 20% of those million coins you're going to pay him in my account, and 20% in Count's account. Count's account, that's funny. And then put the other 60 in King Outlaw's account, and he will hook you up with an awesome moveset. I'm telling you, he can do it. The boy is awesome. He's a genius. He's like perfect German without being an asshole.
That is actually pretty much inaccurate. Because he won't call you a block jobber in that. He won't call you that in that many words. He'll just say, yo, you're pretty predictable. And he'll explain exactly why you're predictable.
All right, if you're trying to call in people, my screen is frozen. I can't see. So it's just me and you two for a minute until I can see again. So we'll continue. If you guys can see the chat, that'd be cool. We'll continue the conversation we're having earlier.
You know what we should talk about, Truth?
The other day. Not what we were talking about earlier. Please, let's not.
What were you
talking about earlier?
I missed it.
Oh, we're talking about people who are bored are usually boring themselves, and they need to put forward momentum behind themselves, and maybe they will be able to come up with something that's entertaining, not only to themselves, so they enjoy their time, but to everybody else around them.
You know what's funny? Whenever someone says they're bored, especially with the game, this game is so boring, and then you ask, well, what have you done? What's the last storyline you're in? What's the last thing you created? Nothing. It's like, well, you're part of the problem, asshole.
Well, before I ended my show earlier, I pretty much said, if you're sitting on the feed going, I'm bored, you know what you need to do? You need to either retire or just go on a vacation. Go to Cuba, go to Havana, you know, enjoy the impoverished conditions and the beaches. Or, you know, maybe spend time with your children, do something.
What it is, most of them are probably a bunch of fond of 1.0s, or they are 1.0s themselves, and things have changed so much they just can't keep up. Think about it.
Yeah, so they're anti-evolutionists. Think about it.
Yeah. That, or they get kicked out of FarmersOnly.com and they thought this was a dating site. Which it kind of is. So.
Hey, I dated Queen Steffers, and she was a great lady.
Necrophilia is something different, but we're not going to go there. That's a living dead girl joke. If you fucking get that's a living dead girl joke, but you fucking didn't get it. Anyway,
well, hey, she was a virgin, so even though I was dating The Walking Dead, I never got The Walking Head, sadly.
Oh.
Anyway, to continue the conversation we were having earlier, we had a discussion about who we thought was the biggest heel of all time in WWE. I said the biggest heel to me was a toss-up between Justin Klein and The Perfect Journey. Who did you say, Counts?
Yeah.
I think you said Judgment.
I said,
right?
Well, Judgment originally, but then it's like a toss between Judgment and King Outlaw, depending on.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'd have to agree. All four of those names are huge. They're really nice. They're big. And, well, Count took my answers, so yeah, I decided to figure it out.
Okay, so we'll hit you with a new question. If you weren't there for the last show, we'll hit you with a new question. Who is the biggest badass on the game that really don't say much? Me and Count have really two good people, but we're not going to say it. We want you to give your answer first.
The biggest badasses that don't say much.
They're not necessarily here. You're someone that kicks a lot of ass, but don't say much.
Okay, well, I really can't. I can't say my son because he doesn't say much. He doesn't get enough play.
He comes on radio. He comes on radio. He can't be. Yeah. That doesn't work.
Yeah, he's a little pissed off tonight because his internet's down, and I had to, like, totally commentate the pay-per-view.
Wait, I'm sorry, what is this internet you speak of? Yeah. What are you talking about?
The interwebs. Where are these
okay,
things?
the thing that would make it possible for him to listen to the show is not available to him. And how is
you
that?
Mean his manager? You mean his manager didn't get him the number so he can call into the show and stuff? Is that what you're telling me?
I gave it to him.
Okay, well, ask him my damn question.
I gave him the number. What's
okay,
your damn question?
Enough about your look, all right, close your legs, Dr. Mom, and answer the question.
Fuck off. I forgot the question. Okay, who's a badass that never talks?
Yeah.
Basically,
yeah.
Okay, well, no, he talks. No, he talks. She talks.
This shit here.
She should talk. Who's a badass and doesn't talk? I'll have to say Clarissa Flynn.
I never heard of that person, but she kicks ass. Okay.
She talks a little bit, but.
What was yours?
Mine
there?
Was Dish Rag.
Dish Rag?
Dish Rag. Oh,
and
fuck
mine,
yeah. Never talks.
Mine trumps both of yours. It was the one, the only, Rattlesnake Ron.
I was going to say that, but I didn't think.
But you didn't, so bleh.
Oh.
I know it.
Hey, Truth, can I make mine a tie?
I got to go talk to
I thought of someone in the last 5 seconds.
Who's that?
My mentor, Funk Dog. He doesn't really say shit, but he.
Oh, you're right. Funk Dog was a good one. Wasn't he invisible for a while?
He still is. He's a training partner. He was the guy that taught me how to wrestle.
Yeah, man. Fun Dog is a big one. You're right. I can't see the chat. Are they giving any opinions out there? Because I can't see it. Are they just talking about...
Oh, Turn Up. 187 says Turn Up.
Turn Up was good.
Pimpin is trying to say I'm so... the wrestler who calls himself I'm So Fucking Crazy. I've never heard of that person.
But you know what?
Mr. Doom is saying SETI.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a really good one. Okay, so they won't think we're all, you know, piss and vinegar. Who's the biggest personality of all time? And you know what? Stop. I'm going to tell you one thing. You can't say Relic Reed or Spicy McHaggis. Those are off the table. We already know about them. Now, who's the biggest personality in WU of all time?
The biggest personality in WU all time.
I'm sorry, and you can't say Truth. You can't say Truth. Sir.
And we can't say Truth. I would have to say Spicy McHaggis, but close in the running would be Acid Rain.
I said you can't say Spicy.
No,
you
said I couldn't say Truth.
No, Truth, Relic, and Spicy were the three you could not say.
Oh,
are you already high?
Yeah, I think she is already high.
No, I'm not fucking high. I'm actually sober.
You're not high?
No, I'm not high. I eat too much chocolate during the pay-per-view. My stomach is killing me. Sorry.
Okay. Well, people, I'm calling to get on this if you want to. No, don't be shy. Tonight is not a violent night. I'm not being super aggressive.
I have to say, I can honestly say this. Shifty's Drunken Clown.
That's a good answer.
Yeah,
without
candy.
On me.
Yeah, I know.
I will have to go with Caden Steele.
I'm going to trump both of you guys again. Damn. Biggest personality.
Yep.
Happens to be a 1.0. That comes back, leaves. The one. The only. The original asshole. Stallion.
Ooh. Oh, Stallion.
Pony Boy.
Biggest personality ever. Because he would tell you about what he did in the ring in real life and what he did in the ring in matches. He will overtalk you and he never runs out of words. The man is the biggest personality ever. Go ahead. Tell me I'm wrong.
I gotta give it to you.
You know how Chad is a behind-the-mat wrestling historian? I'm a WU historian.
I've thought of another for a badass who doesn't really talk, and I have to go with Miss Tazzy. The only time I really see her talk much is in radio chat. She doesn't really talk on the feed much. She'll talk in matches every now and then. Yeah. But and she is a pretty tough chick.
Tazzy will come in. She'll say hello, you know, how you doing and whatnot. She'll comment and she'll react in chat, but you're right. That is about it. Leia Dream,
you know,
same thing, you know?
You know, I used to always confuse Tazzy with Tessie. I'm sorry, but I did.
I had the same problem, I'll be honest, because, you know, I had such a volatile reaction with Tessie. But
Tessie was cool.
Truth, this moment in time, I have to leave for the night. It was fun to tune in, but I actually have to run. Got some important business to discuss with the king.
Oh, that's cool. Don't worry about it. This is like the only show Tango can actually help co-host, so she's happy about it.
Oh,
I'm sure she will.
Fucking
have
asshole.
Fun, Tank Girl, and have fun, Truth.
All right, Clint, I'm just telling the truth.
I know you're just telling the truth.
No matter what happens, you know, no matter how pissed I get at you, no matter how cool I am with you, if I'm doing the show, you're doing the show. That will never change.
You got a point. You got a point. It's been a long time since you've been pissed off at me, though. But it's been a very long time. Yeah, and I can honestly say there's only been... Oh, you're fucking right. Seriously, people, don't piss Truth off. Don't do it.
No,
what
was it? Your biggest thing wasn't you doing crazy stuff, Tank. Your biggest thing was you not listening when I said, shut the fuck up, Tank. Just stop, Tank. You just refuse to listen.
Every time.
Every freaking time.
Yeah.
Funny as hell.
Yeah, but there was a time you didn't really speak to me for a couple of months. You refused to speak
there
to
was,
me.
There
You'd
was.
Be on air with me. You'd be on air with me, but you would not speak to me.
Because I'm a professional. And I know that just because you're in the area, same area as I am, it's because there's a proximity there, doesn't mean I'm going to leave and get all huffy. Addiction.
This is true.
Addiction, I love you, brother.
But
you did some bitch shit. Just saying.
You know what? I can say this. There was a time when Addy wasn't like this, and I understand we have discussed this before. There was a time he was not like that, and then he took a wee little bit of time left off, and it was just after he stopped co-hosting
stop
with HRB, and he
it,
just came back
Addy
totally
never
different.
Took time out. Addy never took time
he
out.
Didn't.
Addy always
well,
had
not
off.
Time out.
Stop it. Okay, he always
yeah.
had off. He was always
but,
around.
Okay, just okay, fine. Then one day he just decided to be, for lack of a better word, jackass.
Well, the old Addy was irreverent, and he talked trash whenever he felt like it. He talked trash whenever he felt like it. And he just, you know, he was cool like that. And he was the person that everybody looked at and kind of revered and all that good shit. And then all of a sudden, he got old. I don't have time to do screenings or this or talk when you come in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be on the air with Truth and Tank.
No. Not Truth and Tank. No. Why Tank? Sorry, Tanky. I love you, sweetie. I know you do, though.
Yeah. I know who this
I'm
is, but you go ahead and announce
I'm
yourself.
Not Faith.
I know who you are, but just go ahead and announce yourself.
Why... If people don't know who I am by now by voice, then there's definitely something wrong with them and they've been living under a rock.
Oh, I'd have to
because,
say.
Because,
Baby girl, the new people join this game every day. Come on now.
I know.
Come on now.
I am the all one and only person that people love to hate or hate to love, one or the other. It doesn't matter to me. The evil angel. That's all you people need to know.
You know what? I heard you and your ex hubby beefing the other day. Now, what's this about?
That was
a best two out of three match. What's going on? What was that about? And where's that going on again?
That is going on at RAWS pay per view in July.
Uh-huh.
We were supposed what? Okay, so what led up to that was the fact that he was supposed to show up in February for the Valentine pay per view. Now, he blames it on L.A., saying L.A. never sent the contract. But we all know B-Man has a way of placing blame on others.
How many of y'all still wrestling for contracts? Anyway, who still gets a contract when they go to a new company? Who still does that?
If they send it to me, I'm not going to say no.
You're not. I'm just saying you're not a newbie.
But I
don't
want a contract.
Yeah, but you're not a newbie. You don't need the coins.
I've got over 10 million fucking coins.
Yeah, but if you've been, okay, now 10 million, I'll go ahead. I will take that contract. But
I have 10 million coins.
Okay, if you've been wrestling over a year, you don't need the money. You're just being greedy now.
No.
Exactly. I have one company owner, though, that anytime I tell him that I need to be reinvited to the company, that I always get a nice size contract. But, yeah, that's just because that's him, and I've been in the company forever.
You said, do you realize what show this is?
Yes, Truth.
Okay.
Drop the name.
You've been way too much fucking vague.
I have been in Ring Wars and working with JT forever.
Okay.
Now, if I tell JT, hey, look, I'm leaving for a bit and I'll be back, the minute I tell him I'm coming back, I've got a nice size contract waiting for me.
No, I got you. So basically, JT is your sugar daddy. I got it.
You could say that.
I got it. See, other radios would be scared to say it. I'm going to say it.
But, okay, so anyway, so I came on B-Man Show and you were there, Truth. Because that's where it started.
Okay. Now, let me put my Dr. Phil hat on for a minute. Let me put my Dr. Phil on real quick.
There was time
when you two were inseparable. I'm not talking like y'all love you so much. I'm like talking about inseparable, like it was always on you, if you get what I'm saying. And now,
never mind.
All of it, now, it seems like, you know, you put a key in a lock on it and walk away. And I'm trying to understand what went wrong. Can you please tell me?
What went wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I don't know myself some days.
Yeah, we've been all been wondering.
Question for him.
Come on. Was it the accent? Was it the pet kangaroo? What was it?
Pet kangaroo.
I think most of it was the fact we were going different paths.
You're going different paths.
I was becoming more sadistic and evil.
And you actually wanted
more,
to do something. You, more. Your name, and he was just doing the same old thing. Well, I understand. Now, being that that may, what type of matches are you guys doing at RAWS?
Well, one of them is going to be a hardcore match, which we all know B-Man can't follow directions, so I'm probably going to win that one by DQ. I haven't decided on the other two matches yet because I want something unique. I want something that hasn't been done over and over and over again.
I understand. But I have not seen I should have signed a prenup match. I should do that.
That's an interesting concept.
Fuck y'all, that was funny.
That's an interesting concept. I might have to sit and draw that up.
I'm saying, go ahead and work with it. Tweak it. You know what I'm saying? Play with it. Put it under your pillow. Tweak with it. And work it out. You can have that one. That one's free. Come on, say, girl. For the third match, what do you think it should be?
Okay. What's the first and second one? Sorry, like I said, I'm in pain.
Well,
you got a hardcore match.
What?
Hardcore match. Prenup match. Okay. Honeymoon match.
No. Why would we do a honeymoon match? They're not
together no more. How about a divorce match?
You sure you're not high? They already divorced.
I'm not stoned.
It's too late for that. You can't do a divorce match. They've been divorced for a while now.
How about a get your shit out of my house match? Give me back my dog match.
Give me back my fucking knives match.
Give me back my fucking knives match.
You can do I found your porn stash match. That'd be funny.
I found your toys and lube stash.
I know the truth about your friend Bobby.
Never mind.
Or a tell your mom to stay out of our business match. You know what I'm saying?
Oh. Tell your children to stay the fuck. No, you know you got no children. Okay.
We didn't have any kids together. Wait, can you imagine?
Are you fighting
Eagle?
Over pets?
Yeah, but
no, I want
my damn
knife
Eagle,
back.
If they had children, there'd be an eagle kangaroo walking around here cutting people. For those of you who don't know, Aussie B Man is an Aussie, and Miss Paige is AKA Cut a Bitch. So, as long as y'all understand what we're saying, you know, I don't want you to be lost yet. Mm-hmm. You guys are funny, though. Wait, it's two-thirds of the Twinkie Trio. I forgot about that.
Twinkies.
Oh, that was funny. You don't even remember that, dude. Hey, can you remember
answer
that?
Answer a question for me.
I got it. What kind of answer you want? You want a smart-ass answer or real answer? That's what you want.
No. I want to know why these few choice words that I won't say right now. Why people are deciding they need to use TDs in regular nondescript matches when stable matches fucking hit tonight?
I think it's because they're stupid.
Trying to get rid of them? Yeah, I understand trying. Sometimes people
stupid.
Do, but if you have a USL.
they're stupid. That's what they are. That's the reason.
Yeah.
Does that answer your question?
Can't understand. No, they're what's known as a cunt. Can't understand normal thinking.
Is that what that means?
Yeah.
I thought it stood for she had sex in Cincinnati, Utah, Nevada, and Texas. No?
Fuck you all, that was
don't try to say that. Don't try this at home, people. I'm a professional. So, like
all,
I said,
everything I've learned, everything I've learned about trash talking, I've learned from Truth. So all of y'all need to nut up and maybe talk to Truth a little and maybe learn how the shit's done.
Well, call in and play with us. Oh, I think we got another caller. I don't know how long they've been on us. Who this?
Hello.
Who that?
Hello, who this?
It's Mr. Zoom.
Hey!
This is not
Andy!
Did you
what?
Swallow a little kid? Because you sounded real young tonight.
No, it's MD. But I just wanted to call and tell you something, Truth.
Go ahead, girlie.
I made you some snickerdoodles.
See? I knew it. She was Martha Stewart dressed up like Mrs. Doom. I knew it.
No, I did not make you no damn snickerdoodle, fool.
There's MD.
You funny as hell. I'm telling you, you listen to her voice. She sounds like Miss Brady, and then she started talking, and she talked like Roseanne. It's crazy now.
Now, here's something, okay? All of y'all know that Paige is not scared of anything. I am not scared of anything except two people, because they're better with sharp objects than I am, and that would be MD and 1A7. Things start flying when they're around. I'm hiding.
Okay.
I am not afraid to admit that I am scared of MD and 187 when they start throwing sharp objects, because they're better at them than I am.
I just realized.
Yeah,
better
recognize.
Right now. Are y'all all having a cycle at the same time? Is that what's going on? Y'all need an outlet. Y'all come on through. Do y'all live together?
I think people need to be taught it all over again.
Yeah, you know what?
Just reached in my damn ear.
Have fun. You know, I joined the Murder of Crows there.
Where'd everybody go? Truth, you're breaking up.
I'm bringing up.
Everybody's breaking up.
I'm going to be very upset.
Yeah, you're breaking up bad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck me. Come on.
I got fuck that, me, come on.
That came for
Thursday.
Yeah, you're breaking up, Gun.
Oh.
Why? Hello,
I don't understand the words that are coming out of your mouth.
Ain't nobody understand the words that are coming out of your mouth.